Shalom, welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Psalm 119, letters Kaf and Lamed. Kalta l'tshuatcha nafshi l'dvarcha yichalti. My soul languishes for your salvation. I hope in your world. Kalu einai l'imratecha l'mor matai t'nachameni. My eyes fail longing for your word, saying, when will you comfort me? Ki ayiti kenod b'kitor chukecha lo shachati. For I have become like a wineskin in the smoke, yet I do not forget your statutes. Kama yemei avdecha matai taseh berodfai mishpat. How many of the days of your servant, when will you execute judgment on those who persecute me? Karuli zedim sichot asher lo kitoratecha. The arrogant dug pits for me, which are not according to your Torah. Kol mitzvotecha emuna sheker redafuni ezreni. All your commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help me. Kimat kiluni ba'aretz vani lo azavti pigudecha. Kechasacha chayeni ve'eshmara edut picha. They had almost consumed me on earth, but I have not forsaken your precepts. In your loving kindness, spare my life, so I shall keep your testimony of your mouth. Let us remember the eight words reminding us of Torah in each section. Dvarecha, your words, Imratecha, your sayings, Chulkecha, your laws, Mishpat, judgments, Toratecha, your Torah, Mitzvotecha, your commandments, Pikudecha, your commands, Edut Picha, the testimony of your mouth. The guiding word here might be Kalu, meaning failing or languishing. Three times the psalmist mentions how he almost fell from grace, yet managed to hold on. Sforno begins his commentary with the word Kalta, saying, now he begins to talk about the pain of exile. His eyes dimmed, kalu, waiting for God's word, as he wondered when he will be comforted. Verse 83, I was like the wineskin in the smoke. In exile, says Sforno. Yet I did not forget your laws. Sforno reads it as having been subservient to other kingdoms and regimes, which normally would have eradicated his memory and connection to Torah. And yet, verse 84, how many are the days of your servant? Sforno says, in exile. A theme emerges with Sforno's commentary on this psalm. It is a story of God and the Jewish people throughout their history, going towards each other or away from each other, in exile, and ultimately in redemption. In verse 84, Sforno says that it's in exile, stating that God had promised to redeem them from enemies and bring them liberation. To this, the psalmist calls out to God. Throughout the whole section, he continues to commiserate over his near destruction. And yet, through it all, he remains steadfast to God's laws, never forsaking them or him, living in God's kindness according to his word. Lamed. Le'olam Adonai Dvarcha Nitzav Bashamayim. Forever, O Lord, your word is fixed in heaven. L'dor v'dor emunatcha konanta eretz v'ta'amot. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You have established the earth and it stands firm. L'mishpatacha amdu hayom ki akol avadecha. They continue this day according to your ordinances. For all are your servants. L'lei toratcha shashuai azavarati be'oni. Were it not for your Torah, that is my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. Le'olam lo ashkach pikudecha kivam chitani. I will never forget your precepts, for with them you have given me life. Lecha ani hoshieni ki pikudecha darashti. I am yours, save me, for I have sought your precepts. Li kivu rishaim le'abdeni edotecha etvonan. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider your testimonies. I have seen a limit to all perfection, but your commandment is exceedingly broad. I believe the main theme of Lamed is about permanence versus transience. God's word is le'olam, forever, but also mysteriously lasting. The first word begins with le'olam, and the second verse continues with the theme stating l'dor v'dor, for generation to generation. God's faithfulness endures. God's Torah also endures, and those who grasp it hold on to that transcendence. However, those who ignore it perish with time. Verse 93 continues with the word le'olam, stating that just as God's eternity is present in his mind, so too his capacity to engage in God's world is le'olam. Verse 94 begins with an interesting formulation. Lecha ani hoshieni. To you I am, save me. Malbim continues our theme, saying that to you, God, I place myself, and that gives me eternal salvation. Sforno, who continues to suggest that the themes of these sections are exile, states that Lecha ani is referring to specific commandments which, when fulfilled, give him longevity. In this case, it is Brit Milah, circumcision, which has kept them connected. The final two verses continue this theme, saying, the enemies tried to cut short my life, but by meditating on God's laws, I was able to sustain. Everything has an end, says the psalmist, but God's laws is as expansive as ever. God's Torah, mitzvot, halacha, is an eternal process if done correctly, passing from one generation to the next.